This year marks the 150th anniversary of the Purchase of Alaska, which was negotiated by Secretary of State and Auburn resident William Henry Seward. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, the Seward House Museum in Auburn is celebrating the anniversary with the unveiling of a new statue of Seward on Saturday that will make its way to the Alaskan capital of Juneau.
You know, William Seward famously purchased this crap piece of land, you know, that everyone thought was a bit of a joke, dubbed it Seward's Folly. So we brew a blonde ale and, you know, to kind of commemorate that.
At the Prison City Pub and Brewery in Auburn, co-founder Mark Schultz says their new beer, called Seward's Folly, pays homage to the historically significant man who draws in tourism and business.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi, nice to meet you.
A few blocks away, Jeff Ludwig gives a tour of the Seward House Museum. In the drawing room, there's the 1872 Steinway piano, purchased by Seward's son for his wife with a birthday note.
Happy birthday, darling. This is the best piano that money can buy. Let's hope it improves your playing.
Seward started his political career in New York as a state senator, then governor, then U.S. senator. Ludwig says Seward was seen as a radical for his views on immigration and slavery. The house's basement was a stop on the Underground Railroad.
In 1860, he is the consensus frontrunner, the heir apparent to be the 16th president of the United States, before he's upset by Abraham Lincoln, a true dark horse candidate.
But Lincoln tapped Seward to be Secretary of State during the Civil War, part of Lincoln's famous team of rivals. Also on this tour is Frank Duke, who came all the way from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
What brings you to Auburn, New York?
Everyone asks me that. Why not come to Auburn, New York?
He says he just finished the book Team of Rivals. Author Doris Kearns Goodwin spoke at the Seward House in 2012. That gave the museum a bump in visitors. Executive Director Billy Chabot is hoping the 150th anniversary of the Alaskan Purchase will do the same.
So we really feel like this celebration is helping us have that national spotlight.
Well, welcome to the dining room of the house.
Back on the tour, Ludwig says it was dining room diplomacy that helped get the Alaskan Treaty with Russia ratified by the U.S. Senate.
Just 2 years after a very costly civil war, $7.2 million seemed a high price to pay for what some were calling an icebox or a polar bear garden. Fortunately, Seward could serve dinner with the best of them, a number of Alaskan-themed dinners with Alaskan items on the menu, Alaskan furs brought in for female guests.
Ludwig says the land deal was negotiated by Seward and a Russian ambassador in 4 hours in the middle of the night. It was initially hailed as a triumph, but the tide turned on an unpopular President Andrew Johnson and for Seward, as seen in a political cartoon Ludwig describes.
A raggedy Mr. Seward, hat tattered, the caption reads, "The Honorable Secretary of State, retiring from the cabinet, sets out for Alaska to enjoy its genial climate and take a look at the walruses. Goodbye, Billy. We could have better spared a worser man." That's exactly what Seward did.
He retired and traveled to Alaska, having purchased it for the U.S. sight unseen. Barbara Propes lived in Alaska for 30 years and describes it as
beautiful, harsh, massive, isolated. Your friends and your communities become like family. I used to joke and say you can't afford for anybody not to like you.
Propes helped raise more than $150,000 in private funds for a 6-foot brass statue of Seward to be unveiled at the Seward House.
I encourage people everywhere to visit because they'll learn so much, especially for Alaskans. I think it will make them feel closer to our own state by learning more about this man and his vision.
That should make Seward House and businesses in the city dubbed History's Hometown very happy. In Auburn, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.